My remit is head of recruitment, I suppose, slash chief scout. I think the traditional old-style scouting systems that have been in place at clubs traditionally have evolved over the last 6, 7, 8, 9 years. And I'm looking forward to the challenge. And hopefully, having worked with Nigel and the coaching staff before, we can bring success to Bramall Lane.
In what way? How is it different in the last 6 or 7 years or so?
Well, I think there's a lot more software available. I think recruitment in terms of it being generally on your doorstep has changed as well. You know, I've travelled extensively in Europe, certainly within the UK and Ireland as well, looking at players and building up a really sound and strong contact base, you know, with agents and contacts both home and abroad. Various software like Y-Scout, Prozone, Scout 7 as well, available at your fingertips. So the analytical and statistical data is there, and it's your due diligence. It's reducing risk and making sure that the alignment of players is that of the football club's budget and also the manager's requirements. So it's quite strategic now.
In the short term then, do you look at, or will you be looking at players that are predominantly UK-based, or is there some scope to look further afield as we count towards the start of the new season?
I think the world's a small place, and certainly Europe provides an opportunity in the Dutch leagues, the French leagues, Scandinavia, France, Spain, you know, to be there within an hour or two to watch quite a few games over a weekend. We've got many contacts in those areas. But we're very aware of the market in the UK, and particularly down in the lower leagues of English football as well, and even in the non-league. You know, there's been some great examples of players, and Che Adams is one who's come through from Ilkeston. And I think we've got to be mindful of the structure of the football club and where we want to go. And it is small steps, but we're very excited by the challenge, and I'm really excited to be going in and working with Nigel once again.
How crucial was that then? Because you know him very well from the Scunthorpe days, and presumably you've kept in touch wherever your careers have taken you in and around that time.
Absolutely, you know, he's a friend of mine. I was his first client. I was captain of the football club when Nige came in as physio, and I was his first client at Scunthorpe United, so to speak. And we've remained good friends since, and we've had a tremendous working relationship. And I think that was the defining factor, really. You know, having been at Scunthorpe for almost 20 years in various roles, the opportunity to work with Nigel and Andy Crosby and Dean, and a terrific football club like Sheffield United. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Because you know all about football around here. I mean, Scunthorpe's obviously not that far away, but with your time at Doncaster Rovers and Chesterfield too, you know the paddock.
Indeed, I've been in the area for 28 years. I live in Doncaster. I'm well aware of the local football scene and the size and stature of Sheffield United, and you know, looking forward to really getting stuck in and helping the management team and hopefully progress out of League One sooner rather than later.
It's first day, of course, barely even got your feet under the table, but is there a bit of added incentive, pressure perhaps to get some bodies through the door, because United have got big ambitions this year?
Absolutely, but I think it's important to assess the current squad as well, and you'll normally find that those players will have a little bit of a spring in the step coming through the door first day of pre-season. We all did it as players, and you're looking forward to the new season ahead. So Nige and the management staff will thoroughly assess what is in the building. But yeah, listen, it's going to be important that we do strengthen the squad and try and bring some more added quality to the squad, of which I can honestly say are a very good bunch of players that are currently in the building. So it's an exciting time ahead.
What's it like for people like you in your roles at this time of year? I was speaking to an agent, and that's not your role at all, but describing the market right now, given the changes in the rules, that it's a bit like the Wild Wild West, if you like. Your phone must, I mean, if it was busy anyway, may well be going apoplectic at the minute.
Yeah, we get Christmas Day off.
Lucky you.
But that's about it. Yeah. You know, 52 weeks a year, recruitment is, and you've got to be on the ball. And, yeah, you get tipped off by agents, or you get tipped off by, you know, the scouts within your own system. And you've got to be prepared to do the hard yards and get out onto the road and watch players. But, yeah, important structures in place within the scouting mechanism, and agents are part of that. And some of them are really, really helpful. And it's good to have and developing and continuing that contact link with agents and with various other people within the game to make sure that you're right on top of everything. But I'm looking forward to the challenge, and it's something that I'm confident that we can progress the club forward with. And let's hope it can be a successful season for everyone connected with Sheffield United.
And how, and is your role purely and simply about first team and possibly the under 21s, or is this top to bottom?
I've normally worked at first team level, and there will be a structure with the academy where they will have a recruitment process in place through the EPPP plan. And it'll be interesting to speak to Coxie, who I know from Watford, about the academy set up at Sheffield United. I'm fully aware of you know, the structures that are in place currently within football and categories of 1, 2, 3, and 4 within the academy setups. But my main focus will be on first team recruitment, but also on, as I've done previously with Nigel, watching the opposition as well, you know, because he likes that part of my involvement as well, going out and watching the opposition and speaking and detailing angles where we can potentially attack the opposition. And I think that's a vital cog in the part of the work that I do as well.